So we're back in our usual venue, which is the Royal Festival Hall, and it's just me and Tony Hall. My name's David Jennings, and we're going to have a little conversation this afternoon about facilitation and facilitators. Tony, you had something that had sparked this in your mind this morning. Can you tell us a little bit of that backstory?
The backstory is me reading a tweet or a number of tweets this morning. One particular one caught my attention. It's about finding facilitators in the community. And immediately I felt a twinge of angst about that, or sort of feeling of it's not about facilitators, but the construction of facilitation. Facilitation being to do with learning, to become facilitators. And the idea of a community, out of community, anybody becoming a facilitator. So the offer being more to do with facilitation, and anybody who wants to become a facilitator becoming a facilitator, rather than finding facilitators who already exist.
Mm. But it is the case, isn't it, that not everybody does want to become a facilitator.
That's right.
And, yeah, so... what might be happening, I'm just guessing here, is that somebody goes in, and it's when people realise the need for facilitation that the latent facilitators, if you like, come forward.
That's right.
And isn't that a perfectly reasonable kind of self-organising process?
Nearly. I think the problem with the word need there, anyway, is do we need facilitators for a start?
Right.
So we
could have facilitation without facilitators.
I think we, in self-organising groups, the role of facilitation happens in different ways.
Okay.
It depends what the group is doing or what wants to do. I think from the perspective I was seeing in this big society strand or stream I had in my tweet deck, it was tied in with how organisations can get involved in communities and how they might organise those communities. And my feeling is that the communities need to be helped to self-organise themselves.
And would it not be reasonable to call that facilitation?
It on one level it is called facilitation, but that's facilitation from outside. It's imposing facilitator on a community, and then the community doesn't really exist anyway. I think it's, for me, it goes right back to actually forming communities, forming groups.
I mean, communities are always in a state of becoming.
Yeah.
And anything can trigger that, whether that's a challenge or an opportunity, or indeed just happenstance sometimes.
Yeah, I got a feeling that a lot of the communities people think about who are in authority think about communities of problem solving, communities of practice, communities of interest, rather than communities that live locally and are self-organizing, sustainable, learning communities. This sense of a learning community doesn't really exist in a strong way.
So, okay, we need to sort of try and draw this to some kind of a conclusion. But if I were in the shoes of somebody in authority, I mean, I've got a set of issues that have revealed themselves on my radar. What can I do except go to the groups, the stakeholders, whatever term it is that you want to use for them, and involve them in a process? I might use the label a community about that, but what have I done wrong there?
Good question. What have you done right there? I think it's helping people build their own communities is really, really important. Local communities are really important. And that they need to be a learning community is really important. And it's not about